New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Still trying to process what the hell just happened there. Here's the, first of all, the initial reaction is great that the Knicks were able to win that game and go up 2-0 on the Philadelphia 76ers. But watching the entire game, it was more of the same from game one. And yet in this particular game, the Knicks got even luckier with that final bounce by Jalen Brunson to go in. And then the no foul, and the Knicks get the rebound. Maxey's a great player, but the Sixers just have their head up their rear end the entire game. I mean, they're soft, they're not smart, but they're more talented than the Knicks are. Embiid and Maxey are the two most talented players by a long shot on the floor. And you thought for a little while it was going to be enough to get the win and split, you know, even the series up one game apiece and go back to Philadelphia. That was not the case. Obviously, the Knicks got lucky with the Brunson bounce for the three, then on the inbounds, and then DiVincenzo, not the first time, but the second time. I mean, keep chucking threes. Eventually, one's going to go down, and that's what happened. Sixers couldn't get a rebound there at the end, and the Knicks get a win that the only thing that it reminded me of was Reggie Miller way back, you know, in the mid-90s there, 95, whatever it was, where he was able to do that to the Knicks. And now you saw the Knicks do it in a game where it felt like they were going to lose, really from the opening tip on. I mean, they didn't have a lead till late third quarter. And then they did have the lead, but that went away, and the Sixers battled back, and Embiid looking hobbled but looked good. Ultimately, for me, the main takeaway is this. I can't get caught up in the results. Yes, the results mean a lot, obviously up 2-0. The Knicks cannot sustain this. It's just not sustainable. So you could debate it all you'd like. If Jalen Brunson plays like this, the Knicks have no chance, not only to go against the Celtics or the second round. They won't win this series unless Jalen Brunson gets it going. So they're a long way from where they need to be as a team. Now, they play harder. They play smarter. They play with more toughness, more fight. Maybe no play more indicative of that than the Deuce McBride strip from Maxey, just ripping the ball away from him. You know, that's obviously going to win you some games, and it has to a large degree this year with the Knicks in the regular season. And that's something that they do from start to finish. There's no lulls. The energy is always there. The effort is always there. However, without Jalen Brunson, they don't have a good secondary option. At times, it's going to be Josh Hart. At times, it's going to be Bogdanovich or Deuce McBride or DiVincenzo. Those guys will get some opportunities. I mean, I'm still waiting for Anunoby to wake up and actually play a game here. If you think about it, you can look at it two ways. One, the Knicks are up 2-0, and really, they haven't done anything yet. Jalen Brunson hasn't played well. Anunoby hasn't played well. They've been inconsistent as far as the offense goes. Or you look at it and say, it's now 2 games in a row, and the Knicks have yet to look good in these games, and I'd be concerned about going into Philadelphia. I choose to look at it and say, I'm worried about this team, where not even worried. The first round, they have to win this first round series, and I'm not so sure that they're going to, even up 2-0. It's taken everything that they have to barely win both of these games. Matter of fact, I thought they actually played better in game two, a game that they should have lost, than they played in game one. But it's taken everything that they've gotten. On the road, it's going to be a little bit different. Maybe they don't get the benefit of the whistle. Maybe the Sixers play a little bit smarter, play a little bit better in front of their home crowd. This series is far from over. But as far as this Knicks team this year doing any real damage without Julius Randle, there's no chance. There's no chance of that. So enjoy the win. I'm sure they'll be, you know, what are they going to do tonight? What jerseys are they going to light on fire tonight outside in the streets of Madison Square Garden? It'll be, climbing light poles and stuff like that. Is that what's going to happen after game two? And plus the way that they won that game, just incredible, miraculous victory. Maybe one of the more improbable wins I've ever seen in a Knicks postseason game. But I'm still more bothered and concerned that this team has to fight for every single inch. And the fact that Jalen Brunson now, for 2 games, has looked anything but a superstar. I thought he played better tonight, but he has looked like anything but a superstar. And that has to concern you moving forward. I mean, Stan Van Gundy happened to watch the national call tonight. I didn't watch the local. Stan Van Gundy was saying, as the Knicks were starting to mount that comeback there late in the fourth quarter with the clock winding down, basically garbage time before Brunson hits that three. Oh, the Knicks, they need to get Brunson going. Otherwise, they're going to have a hard time winning the series. Sure enough, Brunson hits that fluke three, gets the good bounce. and then the Knicks come back and somehow take the lead in that game. Now, if you're the Sixers, you've got to be demoralized. They thought the game was over when Maxey hits that big three. Sixers fans going nuts, thinking, all right, we stole one, doing our job, coming back home for game three. And yet they coughed one up in a fashion that only the 76ers can do. So that was sweet to feel like the Sixers had their, they thought they had their victory after the Maxey bomb three, only to have victory snatched from their dirty, grimy hands. And the Knicks go up 2-0. But look, the Knicks need to be better. It's as simple as that. I mean, I don't know how many times we got to say it here. They got lucky again. Eventually, they are going to have to play better if they want to win this series. It's a best of seven, not a best of three. So there's a long way to go in this thing. And, you know, it's exciting. It's playoff basketball. That's what it's about. These games, the Knicks, I haven't watched many of the other series, but even just looking at some of the scores, the Knicks-Sixers has been a great series so far through the first two games. Sloppy play on both sides, but at times terrific play on both sides, whether it's the star power of Maxey and Embiid, whether it is the teamwork and hustle and energy and effort of the Knicks. They continue to fight. It's a playoff series, which is great. But man, do they need more. And the concern is not Brunson not being a playoff performer. The concern is Brunson against bigger guys trying to defend him and the Sixers being able to send double teams Brunson's way or just put, you know, size on him without Julius Randle. I don't know how you could watch the Knicks these first two games and not think, like, for all the anti-Randle or the Knicks are better off without Randle, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. They have no other option. They have no other scoring option consistently outside of Jalen Brunson. And if he's not going, you've seen what can happen. They should have, arguably the Knicks should be down 0-2. Now they're not. At the very least, it should be 1-1. They're up 2-0. Somehow they're up 2-0. It's been a little bit of luck and a lot of hard work and energy and effort. I mean, Hartenstein was good, much better today in game two of this series. Mitchell Robinson did his thing, but Hartenstein was better, more impactful in game two. DiVincenzo obviously better in game two than Deuce McBride. You know, McBride did it in game one, DiVincenzo game two. And that's part of the appeal with the Knicks. One night it's, you know, a certain group of guys. The next night it could be another group of guys. Ultimately, in the postseason, as you nearly saw with the 76ers, you are going to need your star to perform. Sixers have two stars, even though one of them's hobbled. That would scare the daylights out of me from a Knicks perspective, where the Knicks' lone star, Jalen Brunson, in two home games so far, hasn't gotten going at all. I'm not a big numbers guy, but the numbers clearly back that up. I mean, you look at Brunson, you know, volume shooting. Now he gets to the free throw line, which obviously you take. And if not for that, it'd be a disaster. But the 1-3 was lucky from downtown. You know, free throw line, as we said, more impactful there. But 8 of 29, like, it just can't happen. You know what's funny, too? I was thinking of, as Starks and Carmelo were sitting next to each other, the Sixers are Carmelo, right? The more talented group. The Knicks are Starks, the heart that they have. And so, and as much as I love Starks over Carmelo, and that's not even close, ultimately, if those two played a one-on-one best of seven, you know who's going to win. It's going to be Carmelo Anthony. And that's kind of what I feel with the Sixers series. Now, the Sixers just are sloppy and stupid. And maybe because they're playing so poorly, the Knicks can still win the series playing this way. But ultimately, I don't even think that that's going to be the case. I think the Knicks, to win this series, have to get Jalen Brunson going at some point. And it would be nice to see Anunoby follow up as well, because somebody's going to alert me to what exactly Anunoby has done. I mean, I'm not seeing, certainly offensively. Defensively, we know what he could be. But even that, offensively, though, was the main issue for this Knicks team. When they need buckets, you're relying on Josh Hart, you're relying on Bogdanovich, you're relying on DiVincenzo. It's just too much to ask without Brunson being the focal point or being the consistent piece. Two games so far, two duds for Jalen Brunson. You could look at it and say, well, that's alarming. They're not going to be able to win with Brunson playing like that. Or look at it and say, you know what? Without Jalen Brunson, the Knicks are up 2-0. Wait till he gets going. I'm just not sure that he is going to get going to the extent that he was in the regular season, which led the Knicks to his two seed. But man, I'm legit, I think, still in shock from watching it. That is an incredible win. And the thing that gives me the most joy from it is knowing how, like, it was a great win, but it was an even worse loss. So I get great joy in knowing that the Philadelphia 76ers fans are feeling extreme pain after that one. There's hard to recover from that one. After game one, which they should have won, to have that happen in game two, shades of Reggie Miller doing it to the Knicks way back when, and now the Knicks and Jalen Brunson and DiVincenzo do it to the 76ers to go up two games to none in the series. Man, it's going to be a tough series, though. This is not going to be easy. And it'd be nice to see Jalen Brunson get going at some point. Matter of fact, they're going to have to get him going, specifically when the series now shifts to Philadelphia. Philadelphia could be down and out and feel bad about themselves, but they also got to be like, you know what? We should have won both those games, so there's no reason to panic just yet. Remember, the series doesn't start until the road team wins a game here. Now, for the Knicks, they don't have to win a road game. They can win them all at home because they have home court, but you just get the feeling that to win this series, they're going to have to win a game on the road. And I get the feeling to do that, they're going to have to play significantly better than what they've played. The effort is there. The energy is there. Nobody's questioning that. The toughness is there. They're going to have to play better basketball, more consistent basketball, specifically with their top players, if they want to close out the Sixers and get two more wins over the course of the next five games. All right, that does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Be back again tomorrow with another episode. For now, I'm going to go watch the rest of the Mets game and see if the Islanders – did the Islanders lose, Hoff? Is that official? Man, they choked that one away too. Brutal, brutal night. For the Hoff, what we got there? The Islanders lose?
Yeah, they lost 5-3, gave up five straight goals. That's not good.
I saw up 3-0 and then up 3-2 late. And then did you watch that game? Because I was watching the Knicks. I didn't see what happened there.
Nah, I wasn't really terribly interested.
But still, that's a bad loss. That's a bad loss. Rangers back at it tomorrow. We'll go watch the Mets, see what they can do against the Giants right now. But anyway, that does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and hit us up, WFANDaily@gmail.com. I'm really looking forward to talking again tomorrow at 10 a.m. with BT, who I know is going to be fired up for the Knicks win, but I feel the same as I did after game one. They haven't played well enough. All right, that does it for us. We'll see you tomorrow.